Yeah, Jason. I hope Jason's okay with me saying this, but he sends me a Twitter direct message earlier. Now listen. Earlier tonight, it's like, what was it, like 1 p.m.?
Yeah, how's that work?
Twitter direct message, and I'm quoting directly. Would a Dreamcast game launched in 1999 be considered retro as per One More Castle's definition? And I explained that within the retro gaming culture, the Dreamcast is pretty widely accepted. I think it'd be acceptable. He says, sounds good. 2 hours later, I'm like, wait a second. This is going to be about your retro showdown pick tonight, isn't it? Welcome to episode 22 of One More Podcastle, where we absolutely will not bail you out of jail. Stop asking. My name is Eric Bailey. I am currently not a billionaire, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
I am Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I am super happy to be here.
My name's Jason Lamb. I'm the resident Canadian, and I really hope I have a snow day tomorrow.
Are you expecting like a whole lot of snow in Canada tomorrow?
Yeah, we are. Yes, in all of Canada.
I didn't mean to be like
it's all right.
Stereotypical or anything. In your neck of the Canadian woods.
We're gonna get like, I don't know, close to a foot of snow in the next
awesome
12 hours.
That's not true. Canada doesn't, there's no snow up there.
No.
that's just a crazy lie.
Yeah. Hunter. You're confusing Canada with Mexico again.
Wait, Jason doesn't live in Mexico?
No, he doesn't.
So how's Canada, Jason?
It's good. It's cold.
I don't believe him, Bailey. I don't believe you.
It's pretty sunny, actually. It's a nice tropical breeze coming off the ocean.
Very nice.
Great. Wake up to the birds every morning. Drink pina coladas. You know.
You don't have to pay for those, right?
No. That's the national drink. You get those for free.
Okay, now you're just being silly.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That sounds great, though. I'm just going to throw that out there. If any vacation destination area that has, like, a drink, they should always be free. Always? Yeah.
That sounds dangerous to me, but what do I know?
It does sound dangerous.
No, I mean, okay, so like Ohio, so I live in Ohio. We're known for our
potatoes.
Jeez. No, like
Idaho.
Yeah. Like gun violence. You should always wake gun violence should be always be free.
America.
That's kind of strange, Hunter. Welcome to Russia, here's your vodka, kind of a deal.
Yeah. Welcome to Ireland, look what we distilled out of a boot. I can say that because I'm Irish.
Oh.
Sure you are.
Yeah.
He's Irish, Mexican, Canadian.
Yeah, he looks total Irish. Total.
Hunter, are you not usually happy to be here?
I am. Well, you know, this is my first time, so I'm really happy to be here. Like, overexcited. My parents are listening right now. That's how excited I am.
Wow. All right.
They don't know anything about video games, but they are super excited that I am on this podcast.
Well, we will try not to disappoint them. I'm going to sound super sophisticated and professional and respectable.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
No, I'm not. No, that's not going to happen.
Who are we kidding?
All of our listeners. That's who. Speaking of listeners, have you guys played any old video games lately?
I did.
I like how you say it, like it's a confession. I did.
Yeah, that. I mean, when it comes to Jason, it is a confession.
Yeah. It is. I did. Man. I played...
Wait, you didn't play a quote-unquote retro-style video game, did you?
I didn't. I've been playing one of those, but I also played an actual retro game.
Holy cow, this is a first.
Holy crap.
Ding, ding.
Nice.
Yes.
If anyone's been paying attention, Tom Hall, the creator of Commander Keen, just launched a Kickstarter for a spiritual successor to Commander Keen.
I did see that.
Yeah, so I decided to take the opportunity to play some of the original Commander Keen.
Those are great games.
They are. I haven't played them. God, I don't think I've played them since I was... somewhere before grade 5.
So when you were 6, that's when you last played them. Maybe 7.
Something like that. Maybe 7.
You were 7.
Yeah. And I never played the original. I played the third one, released in 1999, Goodbye Galaxy. So... the first one's actually, it was really good.
Commander Keen makes a really cool, what's the word? He's in Doom.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of neat.
He can kill him.
Well, he's already dead. He's dead. Yeah, he's already dead. That doesn't count.
Yeah, he can shoot his corpse.
Which, who doesn't enjoy that? Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I couldn't get, or I shouldn't say get, I had a hard time handling with the game, is it was designed in a time where sound processing in computers wasn't that strong.
You didn't have a Sound Blaster 16?
This was before the Sound Blaster 16 was made.
Just remember when every game asked if you had the Sound Blaster?
God, I missed that Sound Blaster 16.
Oh, those were the days.
But so this was pre-Sound Blaster 16 by about 2 years. So I was using that little... speaker that beeped when you boot up your computer.
Yes, the PC and basically just speaker.
Yeah, they fed noise to it to simulate basically what's going on in the game. I couldn't get past the fact that when I was a kid, I played a lot of the original Duke Nukem, which was also made before Sound Blaster 16, so the sound effects are exactly the same.
Huh.
So I'm going through Commander Keen, I'm like, that's the Coca-Cola power-up noise when I shoot a Coke can in Duke Nukem. But it's when I fall in this, so.
Oh.
Yeah. But other than that, it was really good. You should play it.
Cool. I'll have to... This is going to sound really strange. That's a series I can't remember if I've played them or not. Because that's... Yeah, I'll have to take a look.
All right, cool.
Actually, the one of the things I really thought was interesting was when Commander Keen was made, they basically created the first level of Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, they did.
And put Commander Keen in. It was like, hey, look what we did. It should be a great idea. Actually,
they went a step further. They actually recreated the entire game of Super Mario Brothers 3 and presented it to Nintendo in an effort to woo Nintendo to the PC market. But Nintendo declined.
Yeah, let me tell you how that worked out.
Let's see. No.
Come on. They put great games out on the PC after, like, Mario's Missing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Mario's Typing Teacher.
That's what, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah. That was a terrible game.
I mean, considering it took a whole century for Nintendo to adopt the CD-ROM.
Can you even really say that's a game, though?
What?
Like, Mario's Typing.
Well, you were talking about Typing of the Dead before.
Well, that's a little, yeah, because that was based off of a game. Like, that game was already established and well-known, and they're like, we'll just turn this into something else. Nobody's, yeah.
Well, but that alone's not a good indicator either. If you make Super Mario Pajamas, even though Super Mario was a thing before, that doesn't make the pajamas a game.
You're kidding, right? You wouldn't play Super Mario Pajamas? Come on.
Well, when you put it that way, I mean,
I personally had Super Mario Pajamas. I would play a game called Super Mario Pajamas.
Oh, now you're just weirding me out, so I will concede this argument. All yours. Pajama away.
Well, speaking of pajamas, I also had Bart Simpson pajamas.
Nice.
Yeah? You like that?
So instead of saying, eat my shorts, would you tell people, eat my pajamas?
No, because I enjoyed the pajamas. I didn't want anybody to eat them.
That's very reasonable of you.
Yeah. So I made the mistake, and it was it was definitely a mistake, of replaying Bart Simpson versus the Space Mutants for the NES. The game, I don't even know how to express my anger in this forum. I really enjoy the game. I enjoy the idea of, okay, everything's pink. You got to paint it purple, and now you got to collect hats. Like, I'm that kind of guy. I'm a big Banjo-Kazooie fan, so I like collecting crap that doesn't matter, and I will defend that to the end of the earth. It's the control.
Oh, yep.
The control is the absolute worst, and as I was playing it, I made it to level 3 or 4, whenever the dead dragon lava volcano, I don't even remember. But anyway, so, okay, and I wanted to ask you guys a question. So, Bailey, you have expressed that you have ideas for video games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, let me ask you something. If you were going to make a platformer, that was basically around an 8-bit to 16-bit era, what button would be the jump button?
Well, if we're talking about a Nintendo controller, I would have to say the A button is going to jump.
Okay. And actually, I even figured this question out for Jason. So, Jason, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here you go. If you were going to make a first-person shooter, what would the mouse do? Just moving the mouse around, what would it do in your game?
It would probably move your perspective and your gun around.
Okay, so why don't other game companies understand this? Like, if you're going to make a platforming game, the game you would pick to copy for control is Super Mario Brothers or Mega Man or any other game that is a platformer for the NES, especially if it's in that same realm. If you're going to make a first-person shooter, you would take the games that would popularize. There you go. Words are hard. The genre. You would take game like anybody who plays the old-style Doom nowadays is not going to use the mouse to move up and down. In the game, they're going to use it for their perspective, and then WASD is going to be their left, right, up, and down.
Yeah.
Apparently, The Simpsons versus the Space Mutants doesn't agree with that. Because A is your run and your jump button. How does that work?
It doesn't.
Exactly.
That just hurt my mind thinking of it.
Oh, you should play it, Jason.
And I even thought, okay, because there's a Sega version as well. They remade the game for the Sega Genesis. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, on the grand scheme of things, you've got 6 buttons you can pick from. It's the exact same.
Oh, no way.
The C button is your run and jump button.
Oh.
But I like the game. Like, I want to play the game, but the control is stopping me from playing this game.
Yeah. Yeah, Bart vs. the Space Mutants is one of those games you play once with a guide, and then you never play it again. Ever.
It's mind-boggling. I wanted to bring this up, too. So, we had talked about how the internet has basically killed, strategy guides and that kind of thing. You know, if you get stuck in a spot, you can just go online and Google it. I was talking with a friend of mine the other day. We were reminiscing about old school games, and he brought up Myst. So Myst is a great, you know, point and click game, and it was considered to be one of those most epic games that came out at that time. And I had just watched a video on YouTube that beat Myst in 1:45.
Oh God.
That is an impressive speed run right there.
And that's the thing, is it really wasn't, though. It was, you know, you click, oh, I got to pull this lever up. You click, oh, here's another lever. Click, oh, okay, I finally got the document to, you know, do the fireplace twist around. I don't even know what the hell you'd call it. But anyway, I told him that, and we sat silent in the car for about 3 minutes. And he looks at me and he was like, you just killed my childhood.
The magic is gone. It's dead.
And he was like, I've spent I can count on my hand how many months I played that game. And if some guy can beat it in a minute and 45 seconds, I was like, no, I absolutely, I understand. It's, mm-hmm. it's a, you should listen to the, one more podcast. So that's good. Reminisce with us. Cause that's what we do.
You know what I miss most about the pre-internet days of gaming, but I miss the idea that you could walk into a used games store and look at a cartridge and have no idea what the game was like. You couldn't research it online. There wasn't widely circulated magazines even that would have every game. You could legitimately go to the used games rack and pick a few games and on the way home wonder what they're going to be like.
Well, I mean, I still kind of do that.
Really?
Yeah, like there's the shop that I go to, well, sparingly now because I'm trying to stop buying so many video games, but they have like a huge bookcase of Genesis games, and I just randomly picked a game I've never heard of. It was called Robo Kid. It had a really weird image on the front of the cart, and it ended up being like a shoot 'em up kind of a game, like a side scrolling shoot 'em up. And
yeah,
I'd never heard of it. You know, I picked it up just on a whim. I mean, I think you can still do that. Unless if you're, like, really in-depth with, you know, retro gaming and articles and that kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, sooner or later, you're going to get turned on to pretty much everything. But, I mean, hell, I don't know. I probably...
But would you agree that at least it almost has to be retro games you do it with, though? You can't do it with any game release in the past few years.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
no,
I'm wrong.
No, no.
I disagree.
You disagree? Okay. Fair enough.
No, it's not. Let him defend his issue first before you... Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. We'll just drop that.
No. Well, I still want to hear this reasoning. Okay, it's fine. I think it's totally unfair. Go ahead.
It's hard. I think it's hard to take that approach with the like AAA blockbuster games.
Mm-hmm.
Like the latest game from EA or Blizzard, you know what you're getting going into it because they're so talked about heavily. But I think you can still experience that now with a lot of indie games. And I've actually found my most rewarding gaming experiences over the last year have been these indie games I've picked up in, say, the Humble Bundle or just Impulse Bot during a Steam sale. They've actually been the most fun I've had.
Well,
just
cool.
Just because going into it, I'm not sure what it is, and they usually do something that's not completely mainstream.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Maybe the magic is back.
Well, I think that the magic is back for indie gaming. I don't think mainstream gaming is ever going to hit that again.
No, it won't.
I mean, Call of Duty has turned out, what, every 2 years?
Every year.
Every year.
Yeah, okay. So we get a Madden game every year. And
I mean,
I've played the Madden games. I've played... And they're all the exact same, except for the roster changes, for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the big change was around 08 or 09. But, I mean, I still play the NFL Sega Sports for the Dreamcast. Because, I mean, all in all, in terms of a video game, that's still my favorite. But we live in a society that believes that whatever is good out... Oh, this is a perfect example. Ouya.
Mm-hmm.
Ouya just announced that they're going to be bringing out a new console every year. It's a scam.
Of course it is.
It's an absolute scam. Because if you think about it, okay, when you bought your 360, or when you bought your PlayStation 3, or when you bought your Wii U, are you honestly telling me that the hardware components of that console was not already outdated when you bought it?
Oh, yeah, they were completely outdated.
Exactly. Sure. So, if you take a console, which the Ouya is striving to be that independent, stepping stone kind of a console, you really think a game developer is going to be able to revamp their game every year?
That's the thing, though. That's the fundamental problem with Ouya. They've built it around, from both a hardware and a operating system perspective, it's built on mobile systems.
Right.
And those evolve so fast. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have just the PS3, where these games are just coming out for the PS3 and then ported elsewhere. You have these mobile games on these increasingly more powerful devices being ported to the Ouya.
Yeah, but
I think they don't even have a choice at this point.
But it's BS, though.
Oh, of course it's BS.
Yeah, I mean,
they've got your money, so.
Exactly, that's the thing. It's like, when you buy the Ouya system, whatever year or however much you pay for it, it's good for at least 5 years. Yeah, they're bringing out iterations that are going to make it, quote-unquote, better in terms of hardware, but no gaming development team is going to be able to take advantage of that within 365 days. You know, but that's what the society that we live in is, that we want new every time. We want something brand new. We want something fresh. We want something exciting. And it's, you know, and I'm going to tell you this, them bringing out a new system every year with updated hardware is going to keep them in the business of selling hardware.
We'll see.
I'm telling you right now, you don't have to see.
I do, personally. I need to see it before I'll believe it.
All I'm saying is March is almost here, and I am super excited.
You could say you are, oh yeah, excited.
Oh, yeah. Super excited.
Dang it up. Well, I admit I've been kind of neglecting my retro games, so...
Jeez, part of the, really?
Part of the reason, though, is I got 8 new Wii games for my birthday, which was barely over a week ago. And I don't consider those to be retro, so I can't... But I have been playing them. I just can't claim them as retro. I will say, though, I'll say this much. The No More Heroes franchise, I finished the first game. I'm in the middle of the second one now. Huge retro influences. Like, they're explicit about it. It's very funny, actually. In the second game, there's a system whereby you can purchase clothing or item upgrades, etc. But to gain money, you have to either assassinate people or do side jobs. All of the side jobs take the format of a two-dimensional retro-style pixel game. Like, literally, it looks like an 8 to 16-bit game. Like, there's a game where you go to show up for the job to lay pipe, like you're a pipe layer. But instead of literally doing that in a 3D virtual environment, you play a version of... And now I can't think of the name of the game.
Wow, yeah. It's really one of those days.
What is wrong with us tonight? But you know that game where you have the pipes of
pipe
different
dreams,
shapes?
Pipe dreams.
Pipe dreams, thank you. Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Got it.
You basically play Pipe Dreams. Like, it's really interesting. There's 8 different ones, and each of them, it feels like you're playing an old Nintendo game.
Nice.
That's by Suda51, right? The guy who did Killer 7?
Okay. Killer 7. Yep. Exactly. So, good stuff with obvious, explicit, blatant retro influence.
Yeah, so that doesn't count. What else you got?
I briefly plugged in the game I'll be mentioning later in the Retro Showdown. I'll say that much.
Of course.
Of course.
Well, I can't talk about the game. It's for my Retro Showdown.
That's pretty cool. Well. You know.
Terrible. Terrible.
No, it's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
You should waste your time playing Bart Simpson versus the Space Mutants.
No, I beat all the Simpsons games once. I don't feel the need to play them again. I will say, Bart versus the World gets overlooked, though. Everyone loves Space Mutants. Nobody talks about versus the World.
It's the same crappy controls, though. That's the problem.
Right. But at least there's more variety in the types of gameplay. Like, there's skateboarding levels. There's mini games. There's just so much more to it. I'm just saying.
All right. Still crappy controls, man.
Yeah, it is. Fun fact, have you ever played Swamp Thing on NES?
Yes.
Same physics.
You can't duck and punch in that.
Yeah, and the A button doesn't dash, but it even uses the same boom sound effect for jumping.
There's actually, I wonder if I can bring it up. Somebody was actually working on a, I guess you'd call it a sequel to the Bart Simpson games from the NES. Let's see if I can find it. Jason, talk about something really cool while I look for this.
Something really cool.
Ice
fighting ice monsters. Yeah, ice monsters fighting snowmen. These giant snowmen who are half robot. And they're battling across a city. They're several stories tall each. And the only way to stop them is this small child who is some type of psychic. And that's your next Michael Bay movie.
Wait a second. So, Jason, I'm going to ask you a very personal question.
Yep.
And I hope that you will be honest with me.
All right.
Do you play D&D?
Oh, yeah, I've played D&D.
Okay, because that was a complete D&D response.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? Sweet.
When you ask somebody to bring up something just random, that like they pull a story out of D&D, like, okay, so here's where you're at. You're in a cave. Very cool. I want to play that game.
That was the coolest thing I've ever heard of, Jason.
Thank you.
As long as the psychic child hero is wearing rocket pants, I think we're golden.
He is. The army has given him these prototype rocket pants.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And he enjoys them. He enjoys them.
He enjoys them.
Enjoys the rocket pants. Are you ready for your part thing yet, Hunter?
No. Should we move on?
Should we hit up our listener email discussion question?
No.
Sure. Oh. I say yes.
All right. Well, I'll go with Jason.
Here's my shorts, man.
This is from longtime One More Castle ally Jake. And it goes like this. It's an email he sent us. Hey, guys. First off, I'd like to thank you for using my track for a music break way back, Magic and Science by Neo Jake Productions. That's what drew me to your podcast. Now, for a question for you guys. Is there a retro game that you discovered recently that you loved or hated that you didn't know about back in the day? I have a few answers to this one myself. When I jumped into retro gaming again a couple years ago, I started out with emulators to try games out before I bought them and try to find games I had as a kid. I came across a ROM for NES for the game River City Ransom. I had no idea this existed. I played it, loved it, and immediately kicked myself for not knowing it existed before. I'm really interested in what you guys can come up with for this. Thanks, and keep up the good work. Cheers, Jake. And you can find him on Twitter at NeoJakeMcC. NeoJakeMcC. River City Ransom. Oh, you got one already?
No, hang on. Okay.
Do it. No.
Are you sure?
I was just going to comment. Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to take it a step further. Not even a game.
What?
But a complete genre.
What?
A complete genre. And then I'm going to tie it back into our previous conversation as well. Up until probably last week, the week before, I had never played a dungeon crawler game.
What?
Just something like Bard's Tale, Dungeon Master, stuff like that. I have never played one in my life. And to tie it back into the previous conversation, I picked up a recent game, an indie game, Legend of Grimrock, which is completely this retro dungeon crawler game, and it's so fantastic, and I've never played a dungeon crawler in my life, so I just want to go back, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to buy a ton of them off good old games. Because they're the most rewarding things I've played in a long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you blow crap up, you get rewards for it, you know. That's
awesome.
Yeah.
You die and you're dead. Your health doesn't regenerate. There's no hearts.
I mean, I don't know what else happens if you die.
There's no lives.
Do we lose Bailey?
I don't know. Bailey? Oh,
we lost
Bailey.
We lost Bailey.
Oh, he's back.
Bailey?
Hey, guys.
He's connecting again.
Oh, there he is. Jeez.
Hey.
Sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened.
Just changed the world. You weren't there for it, so.
Yeah. Dang it! I always miss the good stuff.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
Yeah. Skype went crazy on my end, so.
Damn. Sorry. You missed my huge rant on dungeon crawlers.
Well, I look forward to hearing it later.
Excellent.
It wasn't that
Let's
good.
Let's move on.
So you know, it wasn't that good.
It wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't. But I love dungeon crawlers. Now.
I mean, dungeon crawlers are great. I mean, it's one of those things where it was always a, it's kind of maybe a joke for, you know, like RPG games, but I don't know. I like them.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about you guys?
The only game I can think of was the Guardian Legend for the NES. If you guys know what that is.
Yeah.
I
absolutely do.
The Guardian Legend is a really cool hybrid game where it's a shoot 'em up game, but it's an action adventure game. So you go through a level of just a regular shoot 'em up, you know, vertically scrolling, that kind of game. And then the next level, you're an actual person, I guess. I guess he's a person, not a robot. I don't think he's a robot. But you're walking around like, you know, Zelda style, just screen to screen and, you know, solving puzzles and that kind of thing. It was one of those games where I always had an idea of creating a game that was very cut and dry. Like, there's a lot of games out there that were like RPG mixed with action adventure. You know, there's not a game that you play that's like, okay, when I'm going to play this, it's going to be like Legend of Zelda for the NES. And then when I get into a boss fight, it's going to be like Final Fantasy II for the Super NES. That's very cut and it's not very cut and dry in terms of a lot of games nowadays. But this game is very cut and dry, and it's really neat. It's like a breath of fresh air.
So refreshing.
And I really enjoy the game. I haven't really gotten into it. It reminds me a lot of Blastmaster in that aspect, because like Blastmaster was that kind of that side-scrolling platformer game, and then it kind of turned to a, I guess you could call it a first-person shooter, I guess.
Not really, because it's an overhead.
Jeez. Really?
Seriously.
Cutting, splitting straws here.
The straws need to be split. You can't just keep them as one long straw.
That one long straw should be okay for a little bit at least. It's gonna be.
It's a fun game, and I was watching a retro gaming video series on YouTube, and they had brought it up, and it was actually funny as I put it on my list of games to buy, and then when I actually found the game, I was like, why am I buying this? I don't remember. I know it's on my list, but I don't know why I'm buying this. And then I bought it and came home and played it. I was like, oh, that's why. Because it's amazing. Mind blowing.
Mind blown.
Mind blowing.
Whoa. Well, Hunter, I think it's really cool that you specifically mentioned hybrids, because Jake mentioned River City Ransom, which is obviously, for those who are familiar with it, a hybrid between RPGs and beat-em-ups. And you mentioned Guardian Legend, and I wanted to talk about hybrid games because those are such a great example of the moment you discover one that you didn't know existed, it's instantly appealing because it's not just a generic game you could plug into another genre. If you discover a platformer you've never played before, it's not as mind-blowing because you've played platformers before, whatever. But I actually had Guardian Legend listed as one of my examples for the NES that when you find it, it's like, wow, this is really unique. For me, another game like that was Pinball Quest.
Yes! Pinball Quest! I mean, that's such a great game!
That is, it's such a strange, great game. It's. I mean, who came up with the idea to make a pinball RPG? That's just straight up strange. There's levels where you're like literally trying to save the but you're saving the princess, you're talking to the ghosts of your former ancestors, and item shop purchasing items, and you're a pinball, and the levels are pinball levels. It's so fun.
Took me 30 minutes to realize that I can actually move the flippers up a level when the pinball got there.
Oh.
I was like, how am I supposed to hit this ball up there? It doesn't make any sense.
That could make some parts really tough, Hunter.
30 minutes. I'm not even kidding.
Yep. So Pinball Quest was the one NES game I had really particularly in mind that I only came into knowledge of it in the past couple years. The other one is the genre of roguelikes.
Oh, yes.
Jeez. Yes.
I was never exposed to them growing up, but a few years ago, through some random internet stumbling upon, I was like, roguelikes, huh? So I downloaded one, tried it, and I was hooked. That was like my life for a few months. Just the depth of exploration and character customization and the items and just all of the deep, deep RPG aspects. I love it. Wish I had more time for them now. Because I mean, like, I don't even play those with barely any graphics. Like, you have the ASCII characters on the screen and they're different colors. You have to figure out what creatures they are. Like, that's hardcore stuff right there.
There's actually a really cool roguelike game for that's based off Doom.
I've heard about that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet.
Go, Jason, search for it.
Doom RL.
So basically, Jake, good question. Thanks for asking. That was fun. Hunter, did you find your researched item yet? That you want to talk about? All right, fine. Do you need a music break? Would that help?
You know, I think a music break would be glorious.
All right, a quick word about our music break. We always have an interlude artist that we feature, whether it's Nerdcore or Chiptune or Retro Remix. And I have to say, this time we're featuring Silverhead by Comptroller, and it's one of the favorites that we've had. I really like it. So if you normally tune out during the musical interlude, don't. Like, we always screen the tracks that we listen to before we feature on the podcast. It's good stuff. Support these artists. Download the track on the podcast page. Check it out and enjoy. Let's take a music. Welcome back. That was Silverhead by Comptroller. As I said, one of my favorite tunes we featured here. Some authentic chiptune goodness. Check it out on the podcast page. Hunter, did you still want to talk about that thing you were researching and looking for?
I don't really have a name for it, though.
Well, let's go to the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For those who don't know, the Retro Showdown is the part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen a retro game that we think is going to be the best game of the episode. We're going to have 1 minute to introduce it, and then we're going to argue about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the listener, get to vote in a poll on the podcast page. So please participate if you listen. Surely you have an opinion, and hopefully one of our arguments will influence your vote. 2 episodes ago, the winner of episode 20 was me! Ha ha! Jurassic Park! Beating Amazing Spider-Man on Game Boy and Super Marathon on the Pippin.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised, actually.
I think we're all a little surprised. Jason?
Jurassic Park. One concession I'll give you guys is, unlike your tendencies to blow out the competition, I did not blow you guys out. It was a close vote, so thank you, listeners, for all the votes and participating. It was close, but I won. So, Jurassic
Park.
For some reason,
I don't believe that. I don't believe it was a close vote.
Well, you can go check it if you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do
okay.
Right now.
You do that.
Done.
I
went too far back.
So
to Sock Piano. It was close.
Wow. How appropriate is
Amazing it? Amazing Spider-Man and Super Marathon tied 6 each, and Jurassic Park had 10 votes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait for it. Wait for it.
Uh-oh, wait for it.
All right. Amazing Spider-Man is no longer tied with Super Marathon.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wait.
Vote.
Wait. Hold up.
There we go. Now it's tied.
Oh, well, if you tied, I'm not going to bother voting.
You son of a bitch.
What?
Tied it up.
That was the first time I voted since like episode 4.
That's the second time I voted for Super Marathon.
Jason has to cheat to break the tie. How wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, you got a minute on the clock.
Whoa, for me?
Yeah.
Okay,
would you like to begin?
Yeah, let's go. I'm ready.
You may begin.
For this episode, I picked Batman Return of the Joker on NES. Not the first Batman game, and not the Batman Returns game, but Batman Return of the Joker by Sunsoft, released in 1991. This game has spectacular graphics and sound for the console. Huge sprites. The game is very challenging, yet has a password system, which is wonderful. There are some levels that are shoot-em-up style rather than side-scrolling platforming. There's really innovative boss fights, whether the auto-scrolling tank level or the mechanic where you have these enormous energy meters and it gives you more of a fair chance. There's some multi-layer parallax scrolling backgrounds at work. You can go into crazy random golden robot Batman mode if you collect 8 consecutive power-ups. There's some really neat weapons. People explode when you shoot them. It's an all-around great game and an overlooked gem, in my opinion. Batman Return of the Joker on NES.
All right. Hunter, are you ready? That's a yes. You may begin.
My pick for this week's Retro Showdown is Rolling Thunder, ported from the arcade to the NES in 1989. In this side-scrolling running gun, you play as Albatross, a member of the World Crime Police Organization, who is after to rescue a kidnapped special agent for the secret society in New York. You journey through different stories or levels, shooting your way through a barrage of enemies to the Secret Society's lair. Along the way, you can walk into different doors to get ammo and weapon upgrades. You have a 2-hit bar, one killing you if you are shot. Fun music, challenging gameplay, and great controls allows Rolling Thunder to be the choice for this week's Retro Showdown.
Nice.
It's not Batman, that's for sure.
It's all right. I've got him. This week's choice for the Retro Showdown is the 1999 launch title for the Sega Dreamcast, Marvel vs. Capcom Clash of Superheroes. Letting you play... Well, Hunter's done. Letting you play as multiple superheroes in your favorite Capcom heroes, you get to duke it out in this 2D fighting game. It's featuring a stellar soundtrack and lots of crazy combos. Your choice this week should be Marvel vs. Capcom for the Sega Dreamcast.
Are you kidding me? Like,
what?
What?
Oh, come on.
What? What's wrong? That's not a word.
It's all right.
Wow. So who wants to start this?
It sounds like you do. I want to know what's wrong.
Yeah, what's on your mind,
Hunter?
I can bash my own game. Can't really bash two of my most favorite games ever.
Really?
Released.
You like Batman Return of the Joker?
Are you serious?
I know.
And you like? No, go on.
I'm just saying, I know a lot of people don't like that one, and they prefer the original Batman game. So I thought I was taking a bold choice in picking Return of the Joker, because it's more obscure than the original Batman game.
The only thing I really have against Return of the Joker is, like, some of the levels are kind of boring. Like, a lot of the backgrounds repeat, and they're kind of bland and that kind of thing. But other than that, I mean, controls are great, the graphics are great, the music's great. I don't want to do this anymore. And I got to go up against Marvel versus Capcom?
I am kind of pissed
Marvel
about
versus
that.
Capcom?
I am. What? I'm not happy about that, Jason.
Are you serious?
Marvel.
The game, the only game that I've ever paid $40 for, Marvel vs. Capcom.
Because all other games, you paid 50 or more, or 30 or less.
Yeah. 30 or less.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So what? It's on an obscure system. It's not that popular.
It's no Apple Bandai Pippin.
Yeah, it's no Apple Bandai Pippin. Come
on. That's right. It's because the Apple Bandai Pippin was mind blowing when it comes to. I'm done.
Well, Hunter, okay, Hunter, can I say a nice thing about your game?
Sure.
I truly believe that Rolling Thunder is not a horrible, awful game.
No, it's definitely not the worst game you've picked.
Wait a second.
I think it is a very average game. It is extremely average. Very average.
Extremely? How?
You're talking about the NES port, right?
Well, yeah.
How is it exceptional? Nothing about it is outstanding. No,
really?
Legitimately. Quantifiably. Now you can go from the quality of the pixel graphics for the character designs and the background elements in the levels and the detail there. You can go into the mechanics that were done better in Capcom's codename Viper. You can go into the repetitiveness of it. I mean, the most credit you can give Rolling Thunder is that it's a cover shooter before people really knew what a cover shooter was. But other than that, it is just average. It's like Shinobi without the ninjas.
Wow, I don't think I can add anything to that. That's pretty thorough.
I reviewed it on Nintendo Legend, and it just left such a stark imprint on my mind. I've always thought of it that way since I was a kid. Rolling Thunder. It's my definition of an average video game.
Well, that's really wrong, man.
How?
It was revolutionary.
How?
How?
Because it didn't bog you down with a bunch of crap that you didn't care about. Like, it throws you into the game, and it makes you learn how the game works. And it's one of those games where... Back in that time, there was two different kinds of games. There was games that were holding your hand throughout the entire time until you get the last boss, and then the game was over. And then there was games that just didn't care what you did or what you knew about. And, you know, you'd go through dying every couple of seconds.
until you were so frustrated you throw the controller down. This game is that happy medium. This game is the, I mean, just being a port from the arcade.
So it's average between the two.
I was going to let him finish, but you do realize that your argument for it not being average, you are literally defining it as a happy medium to try and say that.
Yeah, that's not an average.
Okay.
It's completely different.
So an average is like a sad medium?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Words are hard. I'm just trying to understand here.
Well, hey, at least I didn't pick Marvel versus Capcom. God, that game's amazing.
No, the game. That game,
I love that,
game.
Sucks.
It's pretty
that
good.
Game sucks.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to be here right now. Like, this is
Mega Man.
All right. I'm
Commando.
They even
included Captain Commando.
I'm picking a different game. That's.
Oh, come on. You can't do that.
You
no.
chose.
You rolled that thunder and you're sticking to it.
All right, so the very nice. Very nice.
All right. I do have some criticisms of Batman.
All right, bring it.
How?
He's not Batman.
What?
No, hear me out. Why is he shooting things?
Because he snapped, man. He went through all that trouble to capture the Joker. He's escaped. You're telling me you wouldn't pop a cap in some caps?
Batman. The literal definition of Batman is he doesn't kill people. That's the only line he doesn't cross.
That's what makes this game so great. You're just shooting everyone.
You're literally just murdering everyone.
Jason, me and you are huge fans of the word literally tonight. I just want to point that out real quick.
Are we?
Yeah. You've used it twice in the past minute. I've used it 3 times already.
Nice. I got to catch up.
It's not quite where I was going with that, but... carry on.
But no, it is not Batman. He's killing people. He's got some weird blaster on his hand.
Yeah, the wrist blaster. Maybe
it's like you've made Contra easier and then just kind of skin Batman into it.
Okay, first of all, that sounds like an awesome game. Make Contra a little easier and put Batman in it. That's a great formula.
That's not Batman.
Okay. But secondly, maybe he's just teleporting them to a peaceful dimension, or perhaps...
He's not. You said they blow up.
Well, it looks like an explosion, but I don't really know my quantum physics enough to know what a wormhole might look like. Maybe he's teleporting them.
No, he's shooting gargoyle statues with his hand blaster, and they're exploding
into
chunks.
They're not even
so
humans.
Those people are definitely vaporizing.
Not even humans. That's a gargoyle statue. Not even a human. You can kill those all you want. It's like zombies.
Yeah.
Same ethics don't apply.
Okay, so, yeah.
Totally Batman. Shooting everyone.
Killing everything.
You know what? It's the Punisher. He's disguising himself as Batman.
Now that's a terrible game.
What?
Yeah, that's something you want to compare
to.
Whoa,
hold up. Hunter, are you saying Punisher on NES is a terrible game?
It's really, really bad.
I might have to bring that to Retro Showdown next week.
All right, well, then
that
I've
is...
got...
That is
why
my,
it's so bad.
That is my favorite LJN game.
Really?
Yeah. Just above.
You know,
John.
They made wrestling games, right, that were really good.
You know, wrestling games are the most overrated genre in gaming history, right?
Really?
You just lost so many votes.
Yeah, like that. Really?
Yeah.
No, there's some really good wrestling
games. Oh, no.
There's amazing wrestling games.
There are.
I'll give you, they're like the Madden games where mechanically they never change.
Oh, well, no, that's not true. I mean, Warzone on the 64 is way different than WCW versus NWO.
Yeah, fair enough.
Bailey, do you care to add?
I'm just saying the fandom for wrestling games is amazing to me. There are people who genuinely believe that if you make a top 10 list of the best video games of all time, one or two of those games are going to be their favorite wrestling games, and that's never made sense to me.
Well, I'm not saying that the wrestling games are the best games made, but in terms of LJN, those games are really good, and you know, Punisher's way down on the list.
We disagree there. I'll leave it at that.
We're gonna have to.
Yeah, for now, we can pick this up next week maybe, but no, Punisher's fun. There's nothing like it. It's a blast. But Marvel versus Capcom, on the other hand, that's a stupid game. If that game was a squirrel, I would tie it to a tree and beat it with a baseball bat.
That doesn't make any sense. Why are you tying squirrels to trees?
But because
I bring up there's a Marvel superhero called Squirrel Girl.
And
no, there's not.
And she's the most powerful superhero ever. Like if you looked at the list of who she's defeated, it's incredible.
Doctor Doom, Magneto, she's beating everyone.
All of them. The game still sucks though, Jason. It's worse than my
Marvel vs. Capcom. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought that.
Yeah, it's worse than my game.
I should have brought stuff like Rolling Thunder.
I really like Rolling Thunder. I think it's a great.
It's average.
It's a very.
It's so
what
average.
Makes it average? That's the problem. Is this game came out in 89. What were you playing back in 89?
Mega Man. One.
Okay, Mega Man. This is not a Mega Man game. What else were you playing?
I was
Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario Brothers 2.
Okay, also not Mario Brother games. So what else were you playing?
Sim City.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want me to make a
Sim City?
Should we go
top
on?
100 list here or what?
Prince of Persia?
Oh, none of these games are running gun games. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's
the Power Glove.
If that's what you're trying to say, why didn't
How
you say
How are you playing the Power Glove?
It's because it's so bad.
Solitaire and Minesweeper?
So bad. If that's what you were trying to say, why didn't you say that first? That's completely different than what you're trying to say at first.
Not at all.
You're not at
all. Not at all. You're not at all.
Oh, well, I'm offended now.
Okay, here's a better run and gun. Operation Wolf.
What?
That didn't come out in 89, did it?
Also, Hunter, I don't mean to burst your bubble, but Contra came out in February of 1988. That is...
Operation Wolf was 87.
I mean, jeeper creeps, man.
Oh, sorry, the 89 version. Yeah, there's an S port of Operation Wolf in 89.
Right.
Hmm.
I liked the game. I thought it was fun. No,
good
I mean, I think the art style was intriguing. I think the idea of how the characters, the enemies were developed was a neat idea in terms of how they were colorized and that kind of thing. What, Jason?
Why are they Klansmen?
What?
They're like these weird, they kind of like halfway between the Hobgoblin and like Ku Klux Klan guy. They got the hoods.
It's
kind of creepy.
Are you serious?
I'm looking at a screenshot.
You're going to take a legitimate crime syndicate and you are going to rope it in with the Ku Klux Klan? That's discrimination.
Whoa.
What's going on here?
Hold on.
Is that what Jason Lamb is doing?
Legitimate crime syndicate.
Legitimate crime syndicate? Is that a thing? Is that a phrase? How is that not
the main enemies in Rolling Thunder are hooded soldiers known as maskers.
Right. It's a legitimate kidnapping crime syndicate.
That's such a weird
You're
going to
rope it in with the KKK? Come
on. He's going to sock piano that in there.
All right.
I'm
going to
sock piano that in there.
I'm going to stop that happening from right now.
All right.
That's terrible, Jason. It's terrible. I thought you were better than that.
I did. I like how you rent us Princess Leia.
It's not Princess Leia. God. She is a secret agent working for the WCPO, which is hilarious because those are the...
Are they a rebel alliance?
No, those are the WCPO is the call letters for a local news station in town here in Cincinnati, which I thought was kind of funny.
That's hilarious.
Well, the main story right now, Children's to Unite Sick Kids and Pet.
Hey, Jason.
Oh, Withrow High School canceled their prom. I'm sorry.
Hey, Jason.
Yes.
In Rolling Thunder, the enemies are just palette swipes. Like it's just the same enemy, just different colors.
Over and over.
Yeah, that way you can put more characters on the screen.
That's not revolutionary.
That's boring.
That's
very average.
That's so average.
Pick another game that did that. How many times How many times have you played Double Dragon 2 and realized that the only characters on the screen are you and two of the same enemy because the game could not handle it?
The Double Dragon... No, but I mean the different enemy types, the varieties of enemy. In Double Dragon,
on
it's actually
screen.
Several. No, I'm not talking about on screen.
I am.
Well, then you are gifted at shifting the conversation for your own nefarious means, I suppose.
You are welcome.
Why didn't you bring, like, Rolling Thunder 3?
What, for the Genesis?
Sure.
It's Rolling Thunder for the NES is the only one I have. Yeah. So, okay. Can't really bring a game I don't own.
Yeah, you can.
I do that all the time.
What?
I've done it.
I don't own Marvel vs. Capcom.
You don't have
that to. That sounds like cheating.
It's,
I don't think I own any of the games I brought.
Hold we on. Never stated in the rules it has to be a game you have. It just has to be a retro game.
Whoa! Wait a second. What?
Yeah. You didn't know this?
This is my first.
Wait, you thought I owned the Japan-only Tetris 64?
You thought he owned a Apple Bandai Pippin?
Yes, actually. I did. Jason, out of the three of us, who would own the Apple Bandai Pippin?
Really?
Okay, let's throw
cool.
this
that's,
out there. Okay,
okay.
Fair
enough. That's true. Wow.
I'm
you
sorry
really
I took
that.
I took this for granted. Jesus.
Or that advanced lawnmower simulator for the ZX Spectrum.
Well, I was thinking you could probably download that on like Abandonware or something.
No, but that wow, Hunter, the funny thing is that makes your juggernaut like dominance so much more
even
impressive
better.
Now. I am legitimately scared to think what would happen if you could actually pick games other than just those you owned.
Yeah, I would have picked something crazy like Marvel vs. Capcom. God! Gotta be kidding me!
I mean, I usually bring one I own, but not always. Not always.
All right, here's the only thing I can think of against Marvel vs. Capcom.
Like Weird Dreams on Commodore 64?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I did that because Adam wrote about it on the site. I don't know, man. It's just a weird game.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I thought, I don't know. Been a long day.
So what do you want to know about, or what are you going to say about Marvel vs. Capcom?
This is the only thing I got against Marvel vs. Capcom. If you're using the standard Dreamcast controller, it's not the best for a six-button fighter. It's really not. Now, if you have the...
That's a Dreamcast flaw.
What?
I'm sorry. There's no such thing. It's a Dreamcast flaw. Anyway, but if you have the fighting stick... You know, it's perfect, but those are hard to come by, and usually when you do find one, they're pretty expensive. Yeah. And Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was clearly a better game.
I know, it didn't fit into our cutoff date.
For soundtrack only. The soundtrack in Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is amazing.
Yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom, the original one, sucks. It's awful.
Yeah. Gonna take you for a ride.
All right, I'll bring... Marvel vs. Capcom 2 next week.
No,
I'm not doing this next week. Okay. If you're gonna do that, I am changing my game.
No, you can't change your game, Hunter. Just
you have them pre-planned.
BS. I can do whatever I want.
Just
watch me.
No, that's all right. I won't bring that. I'll bring something crazy like a mod.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, not to be off topic, but I do tend to own the games I pick. Just not always.
Are we still going on about this?
No, just me. I'm the only one on that frequency.
Somebody
right
bash
now.
My game. Let's just get it over with.
We did.
I think
there was an opening monologue by Bailey.
So this is done. This is set and done.
That's the podcast.
This is ridiculous.
Okay. Well, closing arguments. Hunter, why should
just skip me. Just skip it. It's no big deal.
No,
just skip
no.
it.
Why should listeners vote for Rolling Thunder? Go.
You shouldn't, but you should not vote for Rolling Thunder in this retro show now.
I hope you win.
But I will say, if you are a fan of run and gun games, this game is it's a lot of fun. The levels are complex and the enemies are interesting and, you know, you have the chance to get down patterns and that kind of thing. And it's all in all, it's just a really fun, enjoyable game. And it's one of those games that a lot of people haven't heard of. So if you've got an NES and you haven't played Rolling Thunder, I would recommend Rolling Thunder. I mean, granted, I'd recommend, you know, Batman Return of the Joker versus Capcom. No, I am not done. I am not done. I am done.
Jason. Why should anyone vote for Marvel versus Capcom?
Well, because your favorite Marvel and Capcom heroes. It's got a pretty good soundtrack. Came out on the Dreamcast. It's a good fighting game. It's pretty colorful.
You've never played it. You've never played it. You have no idea if it's a good fighting game.
It's a great fighting game. I played it. I own 2, 3, and then the rehash of 3.
What, on PC?
No, on PS3.
Well, yeah, because that counts.
Yeah, but no, the original, Marvel vs. Capcom. It's pretty good. Yeah. How about you, Bailey?
You should. Oh Lord, I'm glad we're back to the zany end of the spectrum on episode moods. But you should vote for Batman: Return of the Joker because it's kind of like Rolling Thunder. But if you had a more distinctive protagonist, more detailed background graphics, more variety of enemies, much better pixel art in the graphics, levels that actually varied in how they were presented, a password system, a superior soundtrack, and more power-ups. I'd like to give a shout-out to our interlude artist, Comptroller, with his chiptastic tune, Silverhead. And Hunter, do you have any shout-outs tonight?
No.
Jason, how about you?
I'd like to give a shout out to Eric Hunter for
no
fighting the good fight.
The answer is no.
Kudos, Eric Hunter.
I would like to give a shout out to our listeners. Thank you for sending in listener emails. Keep sending those in for the discussion questions, especially because we'll probably read them. You can send emails to podcast@onemorecastle.com. And remember, you can also download the interlude track if you like it on the podcast page. But I appreciate our listeners voting in the Retro Showdown poll. Keep doing that on the podcast page. And leave comments on the podcast page on the site as well. I love the crazy comments we get. So that's my shout out of the podcast listeners. Otherwise, great show, guys. I think it's a little crazy, but I laughed a lot. This has been a lot of fun for me.
That was great.
So thank you also, listeners, for putting up with us. Oh, poor Hunter. You okay over there, Hunter?
No.
You can follow us all on Twitter as well. At some Twitter addresses.
Yeah. What's yours, Jason?
Jason Lamb.
Hunter, what's yours?
I don't have one.
Is it Eric Hunter?
No.
How about you, Bailey?
Mine is definitely not as convenient as your guys's. Mine is Nintendo_legend. And it sounds like poor Hunter has a week to try and recover from the mood he's in. So we wish him well. We wish him luck. And we'll see what he comes back with next week. He's going to pick Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past. I just know it. But in the meantime, listeners, remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week.